So like I say, I'm gonna do a section on censored messages. Censored section. Put that in the censored section. I'll probably just start the when I do the audio that I know would be censored, I'll put a C in front of it and upload it. But you know, I feel, in a way, I feel sorry for these people, because think about the young kids that they're trying to get these people to think that they're, if they're born a boy, they try to get them to think they're a girl, and if they're born a girl, they're trying to get them to think they're a boy. And then all the LGB junk, all that stupid stuff. You know it's wrong because they take the alphabet out of order. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. When they start picking letters all over the place, you know their mind ain't right. I don't really want to attack them too much because they're already under attack by the devil. The Bible says don't even speak of those things done in secret. But you might think, how in the world can they even think that that's normal? I mean, if somebody's cutting their boobs off or cutting their penis off, or, I mean, these people are sick. In the Old Testament, it says a man should wear a man's clothes and a woman should wear a woman's clothes. So how much more sick is it to try to change your gender? I mean, that's insane. These people are mentally ill. They're mentally ill. They're mentally ill. They're mentally sick. And so if you see a retarded person over here on the street, you're not going to say, hey, you're retarded, you're mentally ill. You kind of feel sorry for them. You try to help them. But these people have chosen to go down a path of delusions. But the younger ones are being trained to follow this. It's almost as bad as abortion. Abortion is murder, period. Abortion is murder. Abortion is murder. What I think is the worst sin of all is abortion, because you're killing a baby that can't defend itself. To me, that's the worst sin of all. You're killing innocence. You're killing an innocent child that can't defend itself. You have a mama and a daddy who lay down together, and instead of wanting to have the child because she's worried about it affecting her body, I guess she's worried about the looks of her body. Instead of having the baby, she kills it. And you don't really want to beat them up anyway, because they need to be told it's a sin. They need to repent. But you've got to do it in such a way that, because they're already depressed. You can't be living an alternative reality, an alternative lifestyle, an alternative fake reality and be happy. They have to be miserable. The only reason they would be going to alternative lifestyles is because they're not happy. They're not happy. They're mad at God deep down. They're not happy with the way God made them. And so you could beat them up, call them stupid, call them crazy, call them insane, call them reprobate, call them hellbound. You can beat them up all day long, but you want to get them, you want to see somebody get saved. What's sad is it needs to be stopped. As a child, there needs to be a law that they can't do that, because imagine the damage done to a child. And then when the child becomes an adult, they say, why did you let me do that? Sick. It's totally sick. These people are sick. I just ate lunch and I was over there, and most of the people in that restaurant are sick. They're sick. You can listen to their conversations on your sitting there side, but they're just sick. The waitresses are sick. They're just sick. They're all sick, people. Everything out of their mouth is temporal, earthly, fleshly, prideful. Off-color jokes. They're just sick. And they think it's funny. And I guess the simulation has got the simulated training program has got them. They've been around the mountain so many times, they can't stand it anymore. And so they just go down the rabbit hole more and more. They're trying to get relief by doing something in the flesh. But the flesh is not going to give you relief. Only the spirit walk. Think about it. They're not happy inside, so they go get drunk for some relief. They go get drugs for relief. They go chase some woman for relief. Then they go chase some man. And then they go chase some kid. And then they go kill a kid. And then they go chase, going deeper down. I mean, I had a sister in Christ tell me one time, she says, if you really just sit in the corner and think about and go down the, she says, I wouldn't do it. It's so sick. She said, if you just sit in the corner and think about the path that they're going to go, the downward spiral, if you just sit down and think about how evil it is, it would depress you. So the spiral downward would go from changing marriage, dating kids, eating humans. The Bible even says they eat humans. Eating humans, cannibalism, dismemberment, death, and all that stuff. It's just they don't really get any more excitement about normal stuff because they've been so twisted and perverted. They can't get excited about anything normal, so they have to go down and then go into slavery stuff and bondage stuff, and it just keeps going. And it keeps going and going and going and going. And so eventually it just leads into Satanism. And look at Poppy. It's kind of like Poppy. If you look at Poppy and her progression downward, that's how it works. Their music. Rock and roll was going to take you. If you escape rock and roll, praise God. Because rock and roll was taking you down that path. Country's taking you down that path in a way. Country music is. All the world's music is taking you down a path if you let it. Anything in the world, the greed of the world, the lust, the flesh, the pride, anything in the world is taking you down a primrose path to destruction. And so they just become lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. Pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. So what is the pleasers of men? The hive. They want to get along, however that saying is. What's the name of the book? How to Win Friends and Influence People. That's all they care about, rising up in the system. Who cares about this system? It's all lies. The TV, the media, the news, the education, everything they teach you in school is to make you a slave to the corporate system. Everything the politics is, it's all tied to China, it's all tied to the Fed, it's all tied to make you a slave. College is to teach you just to be a good, obedient slave, not think outside the box, not just start your own business. It's all slave mentality. It's all working for the machine, and all the inventions are trying to bring the hive mind to fight against God. They're fighting against God with lasers and quantum computers and all. If you look at the quantum computer, it looks just like the Borg Hive Queen in Star Trek. It's shaped just like her. That's not a coincidence, people. They're telling you to your face that the quantum computer is the Borg. They're creating the Borg hive in Star Trek. And they don't have to leave. They don't have to go into outer space. They're creating it right here. What you can imagine can appear. If you can write a script, if you're a script writer, you can write it down. It will appear because it already has been. Why is the Borg hive a queen bee? Why is the leader of the Borg hive a queen bee quantum computer? Why is that? Because it's the queen bee. Eve represents the devil. Eve represents the flesh because she fell down. And the devil gave her what was in her. The world, the flesh, probably. The devil could only give her. She was in the deception, not Adam. The devil could only give her what was in her. He can only reflect back what's in you. He can only pull you in. They look at you, and it's a mirror reflection of what they are not. If they were like you, they would be a brother or sister in Christ. That's a mirror reflection. But if they're not like you and they're in the hive mind, they're a reflection of what you are not. And it makes them mad, so they want to turn you into an image and a reflection of them. And they're so narcissistic, if you're not them, they're going to try to create a scenario, where a reality where you are them. It's all based on lies. Think about a narcissist. This is deep. If you have a narcissist in your world and you're not like them, they're going to use all the flying monkeys to get a fake reality to make people believe you are like them and you're not. Do you hear what I'm saying? Let me say it again. This is going on everywhere. If they look in the mirror and they look at you face to face and they realize that you're not like them, it's a conviction of Jesus came to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So when they look at you, it's a conviction of righteousness and judgment and sin. And so they've got to change reality. This is why the witches change definition of words, and they try to change the etymology of words. Listen, when the witch wants to attack you, she has to get all her flying monkeys to believe a lie about you and try to project an identity on you that's not even you. That's the ultimate witchcraft, to attack your identity. That's narcissistic psychopath to the hilt. They want to create a fake reality to make people think that you're like them when you're not. And the reason they're doing it is because you rejected them, just like the Flash and Anti-Flash. The Anti-Flash, the last episode that they had, the Anti-Flash says, Flash realized, Anti-Flash has to attack him. He said, that's what I live for. I'm here to destroy you. And Flash says, I'm here trying to save you. And he laughed. He says, I'm willing to give you a chance to have your... go back in time and do this. And the guy ended up destroying himself or got destroyed or something. But you are trying to save them. You're trying to pull them out of the miry clay. You're trying to pull them out of the world, the flesh, pro-life. You're trying to pull them out of their alternative lifestyle thinking. You're trying to pull them out of doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils. You're trying to pull them out of that fake reality. But they're trying to change reality because they don't want to face the truth, and they're trying to change reality to make you into a copy of them when you're trying to make them into a copy of Jesus. To follow after Jesus, an image of Jesus. And so it's a battle of realities. They're just like Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fake, gives you all these vaccines that are fake, trying to kill you. It's a death cult. They're in the death cult. You have life. You have eternal life. So they got to make you look like part of the death cult. Because if they look at you and they see life, they might get saved. Because they know you're different. So they got to make the whole world think you're like them. this is why anti-Flash said, Flash, you're just like me. And Flash said, I made a choice. You make a choice. You don't have to be in your old Adamic nature. If you committed one sin, you committed all. Yeah, you're guilty. You might not be doing what they're doing, but you deserve hell just like they do until you run to Jesus and get the blood of Jesus to cover you by faith. You receive Christ. My point is, you have to think about the mind of a psychopath or mind of a narcissistic, reprobate, alternative lifestyle person. They want to create a fake reality. And when you don't accept their fake reality, you're mean. I saw it when I was younger. I was dating a bunch of different women trying to find a wife. Just talking to them. I wasn't really dating them. I was talking to them. And I would say something, and I'd say, well, where do you get your belief systems from? TV. One girl, she said, yeah, I said, where do you get what you believe from? TV. She said, yeah. I said, I got to get away from this. They have no foundation. They have no security. They have no truth. They're not secure. So they want to create a fake reality, put you in it somewhere. And they showed you that in the movie, the Wanda, the witch, Wanda the Witch movie. She created this bubble around her, a fake reality. She tried to bring all these people into it. And when people woke up, she kicked them out of the bubble. And so that's what's happening. We're waking up, and Babylon is trying to kick us out. Here's what they're trying to do. When you see through the game, Babylon wants you in the bubble, the fake reality, okay? So when you don't submit to the fake reality and you see past it, now think about what I'm saying. I'm talking about America right now. Babylon, America. So when you wake up to the lies, the American dream, which was fake, the American pride, which is pride is the devil. When you wake up to the game, the don't tread on me is the snake. They identify with Cain. So when you wake up to the whole game, right, and you escape the matrix, you escape the cube. So they tried to create a bubble to keep you in it, but you escaped the cube. You got out of the bubble in your own power, right? So then what they got to do is they got to project this fake bubble around you to make people think you're like them, to justify their sin and their wickedness and their evil. And so they create this bubble that's not even real. And they want everybody else to believe the bubble. And the people who know you're like shaking their head thinking, that's not you at all. Right, because the flying monkeys that they brought up created such a fake reality that it looks real, but it's not. Because that's what they live. They live in that fake reality, that bubble. Dr. Fauci was contradicting himself on every turn. We know that the COVID vaccine was not even a vaccine. And we know that all these companies were just trying to make a profit because Babylon is falling. So they had to make a profit to prop it up. They were doing it to save America. And they printed all that money. Just like Venezuela, you print a bunch of money and you bankrupt yourself. My point is, it's obvious, people, what's going on. They won't, if you get out of their bubble, they have to, okay, so you escape their bubble of lies. They have to project another bubble around you that you don't believe, but other people will believe, to try to keep them from being convicted, try to destroy their bubble. Because they're like, they're the bubble. The hive mind is the bubble, a Babylon bubble. And you escaped it. I hope you can hear me. It's very hard to hear, but it's real.